from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you guys. How's things going?
We're doing well. I wanted to ask you...
Talking football, loving life.
Talking football. Oh, that's right.
Talking football, loving life.
Yes.
60, no, it's probably 70 degrees.
Hey. It's supposed to be 106 today, Mick.
Yeah, so. You go pay all the taxes in California.
Yeah.
If you like make 30%
you know
of
what
you make in Texas.
I would imagine these people, when they see days like this, go, okay, I'll pay those taxes.
You know what? I get that point. For short
just
periods
for a day,
of time,
yeah.
I do get that.
Go on
Realtor.com. It's 65. It's going to be 73. Come on.
Go get on Realtor.com. See if you can afford a house there.
That's a good point.
I had a friend that was selling his house in Pasadena, and he was going to buy a house here in the Mandalay Beach area. And I thought he meant on, you know, one of those houses that opens up to the beach.
Yeah.
And he didn't. And I said, well, you told me you were going to buy a house on the beach. And he goes, I was about $3 million short.
Yep. Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Those are
so
expensive.
Yeah.
Oceanfront property in Arizona.
Oceanfront property.
Kind of like the Cowboys with the CD contract.
Oh, great.
No, I'm just
right.
kidding, man.
They're a couple million dollars short, you think?
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you about two players in particular. Not the biggest names in the world, but you just made a move for one of them. Your general thoughts about Andrew Booth and Julius Wood, maybe in this game, or maybe it what, if anything, you've seen from them thus far in training camp. I realize Booth has not been here very long.
Yeah, and he ended up playing 45 snaps, by the way,
yeah.
In the game. Now, he was around the ball, right? But
yes.
He was around the ball because his guy was catching the ball.
Yes.
So I'm kind of 50-50 on him.
So you're less impressed by the tackles because you're like, give me a pass breakup.
Well, yeah. And I mean, he played a lot of snaps, but then I was thinking, well, maybe that's why Minnesota tried to do something different, right?
Well, and how much of that, though, is the zone versus man?
Yeah, and it's not all zone all the time,
yeah.
though, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to have to watch a little more of it.
And obviously, Minnesota wasn't impressed with Nashawn Wright, right?
Yeah, good point.
They signed Gilmore.
Yeah.
And I hear it was for...
$10 million. Yes, up to ten
with incentives.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. He hadn't been here that long, so he was a former second round pick. But you know, you can say he was playing zone, but when you're getting beat 30 yards down the field, it's no longer zone.
That was
right?
definitely he got beat. He got ripped open on that one for sure.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see how that one goes. Wood, it's going to be hard to crack this team as a safety, right?
Yeah.
They've got four for sure. Now, you know, sometimes you carry 10 DBs, five safeties, five cornerbacks just for, you know, special teams purposes. So a lot of that will depend on what those guys can do on special teams. But look at it this way. They got their top three corners, right? Now I think you can keep two more. So between Booth, Josh Butler,
Carson.
Let me think who else that they're
Carson, right?
Keep it, trying to keep an eye on there. Let me just look this up real quickly here I don't speak out of turn here. Kalen Carson's probably going to make the team, right?
Probably.
You would think. Josh Butler, I mentioned. And then Eric Scott. So between all those guys, maybe two more make it, and you have five. The safety, you've got four for sure, because Wanye Thomas and Marquise Bell are having wonderful training camps and playing well in the preseason. So there might be one more spot for a safety to make this team. So, you know, from a depth standpoint, they got to find that fourth and fifth corner, though.
Yeah.
Some way they can rely on if there's an injury. And, it, you know, and I've mentioned this before, it came back last year to bite them in the playoff game. When, you know, Gilmore shouldn't have been out there, but they thought that was better than putting Nashawn Wright out there, right? So that fourth corner, I think it's important. Now, Kalen Carson was showing up and playing well, and then he had to have a wisdom tooth removed, and so he did not play in the game. But I would imagine he's back this week, because I don't know if you guys have had your wisdom teeth taken out.
Ain't fun.
It's pretty painful. I remember when I had to come out and the guy goes, yeah, they're impacted and we're going to take all four out.
Yes, that happened to me too.
Mm. And I said, do what? And they go, yeah, and we're going to, you know, you're going to have to go into the hospital. And this was back a long time ago, right? They probably perfected it a lot more. And then I realized why he said all four at once, because once you get the two out, you probably wouldn't go back and get the other two out.
Because you're not smart enough anymore.
Okay.
That's right. You lost some wisdom.
Oh, my God.
Boy, thank goodness Mike's here.
Mickey. I have all my wisdom teeth.
That's why you're so wise.
Yeah, like I can't afford them.
That's why he's a wise guy.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Look at that.
That's true.
Mickey, do we have a center, or do we have two centers?
I think you have the ability to have two guys that can either start at center, or the other guy can help out at center and also play guard. So that's one of those things where you got to have a swing guy that can do both, that can be active on game day when you only get 48. And I think they've got that covered. What they don't have covered is a backup swing tackle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because now, you know, Guyton's the guy, but now who's next? Because there's not a lot of experience left. And, you know, one of the guys that they were going to look at there, a young guy that hadn't played yet, Earl Bostic, you know, suffers the injury, and he's going to end up going on injured reserve along with Chuma. So, which, by the way, they got a new rule this year. You know how you used to have to put the guy on the 53 for one day and
yeah.
then you could move him to IR and recall? You're going to get two guys that you can put on IR before the 53 that you can recall.
Oh, okay. Very
and then
nice.
I think that limits you to six guys during the season that if you put them on 53 or they get hurt at some point, that you can bring them back after the, 4 weeks, I think it was. So they kind of changed that rule. So the Cowboys kind of got to manipulate that today to get Carl Lawson on the roster to actually sign him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
After signing trading for Jordan Phillips last week, who, by the way, ended up playing 10 snaps in the game.
Now, you've talked a lot about, especially for certain players, the importance of these games. I am curious your thought about how much does the drop in a big situation by Cropper hurt him in a competitive race to make this team for a wide receiver spot?
Yeah, and that's another one that's, you know, after you get by what, three or four guys, are you going to keep five? Can someone force you to keep six? And that's going to be kind of in conjunction with what do you do at tight end and running back, how many you keep there. You know, you're going to keep five wide receivers.
Sure.
Sure. You know, I don't know if Brooks has done enough to be for sure the fifth. Turpin's definitely going to be considered the fourth, or they may look at him as kind of special teams receiver and say, well, I can qualify keeping another legitimate receiver, but somebody's going to have to step up and be consistent. And Cropper's one of those guys where, you know, we talked about, okay, we see you, but then do I see you the next day, or do I see
yes.
you the next game?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's going to make that decision. But I think they're going to and, you know, we always say this, and I think other teams probably say that too. It's like, oh, man, we got so many guys. They're going to end up playing somewhere else. And then sometimes they don't, and they make it onto the practice squad.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's fine. As long as your team is the 53 you take is stacked, you're feeling pretty good
right.
about moving on from somebody that could be pretty good for somebody else too.
You know, and then, you know, now kind of the same thing's happening at the running back position, right?
Okay.
Deuce finally gets back after being out for a week with a hamstring, and he kind of showed you a dimension
yes, he looked great.
That the other guys don't have, right? He's a little different running back. You know, we thought Royce Freeman there for a while, and he's looked well, and then Malik Davis kind of stepped up, and then now Deuce showed that, you know, I can do this that these other guys can't, right? That was the Deuce Vaughn I think the Cowboys were looking for. You know, I mean, he makes a cut in a moment, right? And he did it twice in the game where guys just missed. They thought they had him, and he zipped right around him. So it'll be interesting. It could come down to what they think he can add on special teams if they can keep four running. And I'm counting the fullback as a running back, right? So
yeah.
You can keep four. I don't know that you can keep five because Hunter Lipke is going to be on this team. I just watch all the different things McCarthy's using him for, you know, and they're expanding his role. So, you know, and when they didn't play Rico Dowdle, then he's on the team, right?
Yeah.
Zeke's on the team. Lipke's on the team. Now, is there a fourth guy that you're going to keep? And I would imagine they want to, so we'll see where that one goes. But, hey, it's a good problem to have, more so than what they have at tackle, where you're sitting there going, okay, who's the backup to Guyton? And I don't think they're sold on anybody just yet.
Well, and it's also a good, like, knowing what your offense kind of can. Doesn't have to be, you know, game breakers, because all you really got to do is get the ball to midfield and let your kicker take over.
That's right.
You know, you guys, I went out yesterday. I was kind of taking a walk, and I was on the field, and I stood on the 46-yard line. And it's like, boy, those uprights look pretty skinny from here.
It's so far away.
And I walked it. It took me 84 steps to get to,
oh my gosh,
to the back of the end zone, right? That's how far away it is. And the fact that not only did he hit it good, when and I, okay, so we're at the top of the stadium, right?
Yep.
I was in the TV booth helping with the spotting and stats for the TV crew. And I felt like I had a drone look, like I was looking
You're
at
way
the game
up there,
from
yeah.
right on top of the field, right? And as soon as he hit it, I said, he's got it. Now, will the ball stay straight? And it's dead solid perfect right down the middle. From 66.
Would have been good from 72.
I saw that next gen stat. I was thinking for sure for 70 because it hit the wall right for the stands. So it went way past that. And by the way, so the record, Justin Tucker, right, 66?
Yep.
His bounced over the crossbar.
So this should count even more.
Yeah.
I know it won't. But
you know, I tried looking that up, and I couldn't find anything official. The only thing I could find on when I Googled it was some guy named Ola Kimren hit from 65 in a preseason game.
Oh.
And whatever source it was, and it wasn't official, claimed that was the longest in the preseason. But 66, and it cleared it by that much.
That is so very impressive.
All you got to do, yeah, you get to the 50 and or at least the 48, right? I think that's where they were, and let it go. And he just it hit it so solid. But the conditions were perfect, right?
Yes.
It's indoors. There's no humidity, basically. The grass was perfect. And it was at the end of the half, so there's no repercussion if you miss, right? And you end up getting the ball, the other team gets the ball that close to the goal line. So, well, not that close.
Ask
but
Auburn
at the
about
46,
that in Alabama,
right?
When they played a game.
The kick six, that's right.
That's right. So, yeah, and that's the other thing that could happen too. So, but at the end of the half, you know, and you just got to get close, and it's a heck of a weapon. And you know, the previous record was 65, and then the previous record to that was 63. Now it's in the NFL, it's 66, and
yeah.
These guys are just booming. I don't know if you guys weren't around for Tom Dempsey, right, when he hit
I'm
it
sorry,
63.
I was not, I'm sorry.
So I don't know if we have time for this.
Unfortunately, we are up against the break.
Well, let's postpone it till tomorrow.
There you
I'll
go.
Tell you the rest of that story.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Paul Harvey. We will catch up with Mickey Spagnuolo tomorrow, DallasCowboys.com. That's Steve Harvey. You don't know Paul Harvey? Are you serious?
Thanks, Mickey. Bye.
help me out.
He is a iconic radio broadcaster who's the best I've ever heard at he died and the best I've ever heard at segueing into commercials and you still thinking it was part of the show
and he's that's the rest
yeah,
of the story.
And now you know the rest of the story,
kind of like Mel Allen.
Yeah, wouldn't you be upset if people didn't know who that was?
I wouldn't care.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.